USA Radio News.
Former National Security Advisor Mike Flynn was supposed to be sentenced today for lying to the FBI. Well, he's received a delay in that sentence, to which Republican Congressman Peter King believes
nothing that came out today reflects on any involvement with Russia, nor at all involving President Trump. If anything, one of the things the judge was critical of is that General Flynn was not more honest with the Trump administration itself. So,
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says the Trump administration will wait to see what the Senate can pass before agreeing to do any deal regarding a partial government shutdown.
Again, we would like to see Congress pass an appropriations bill that fully funds our government and that allows the president to protect our border and provides substantial border security funding.
Actress Penny Marshall is dead at the age of 75 years old. TMZ is reporting she passed away from complications with diabetes. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Arizona's Republican governor filled the U.S. Senate seat again. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Governor Doug Ducey names Republican Congresswoman Martha McSally to replace outgoing Senator John Kyle, who announced a few days ago he'll step down at the end of the month after he was appointed to replace the late Senator John McCain. The seat becomes open again in 2020. McSally recently lost a tough Senate contest to Democratic Congresswoman Kyrsten Sinema in a race to replace outgoing Arizona Senator Jeff Flake.
Without proof, former FBI Director James Comey says President Trump has repeatedly lied about the FBI while attacking the rule of law in the United States. Comey was on Capitol Hill testifying before two House committees, and House Judiciary Chairman and Virginia Republican Bob Goodlatte tells Fox News he didn't learn a whole lot.
James Comey continued his pattern of answering questions that he liked answering and not answering for a variety of reasons.
This is USA Radio News.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard, and if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use my code USA, and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, enter promo code USA, that's promo code USA.
This week marks 1 year since the passage of the Tax Cuts and Job Act, which reduced tax rates for individuals, increased the standard deduction, and cut the corporate tax rate from 35 to 21%. Gary Cohen served as chief economic advisor to President Trump during the tax debate. He was on CBS This Morning and was challenged regarding wages, and he says wages are going up.
I think when you see 3.1% wage growth against 2% inflation, we've got 1.1% real wage growth. For the prior 10 years before the tax reform was done, we had zero wage growth. So we've had real wage growth in the United States for last year. You cannot deny that.
Cohen next addresses the debt problem that we face here in America.
I'm not going to sit here and deny that we've got a debt problem. I think we've got a huge debt problem, and I'll be the first to tell you that. But our debt problem is not a revenue problem. As you just said, our revenue is up this year, even with the new tax legislation. We have a spending problem in this country.
But the revenue would have been higher under previous policy.
It may have been higher. You don't know that. You don't know that. You know, the interesting thing is you say the revenue would have been higher. We don't know if the 500-plus companies that went out and gave bonuses to their workers the weeks after the tax plan was enacted, we don't know if those bonuses would have been given. We don't know if some of those pensions would have been funded. We don't know if some of the companies that raised wages right after the tax plan, if they would have been raised or not. So we say it would have been higher. We don't know that.
For USA Radio News,